These are the meanest streets in South Africa, in Johannesburg's inner city, Hillbrow District. Violent crime happens here all the time, in the shadows of massive, crumbling apartment blocks. About 10,000 Nigerians call Hillbrow home.
Yes, there are crimes do happen here and there, but this is not the home of crime. We also abhor it, we hate it, we are scared of it.
Jason Usuafor is president of the Nigerian Union of South Africa. He's also a property developer. Usuafor is renovating dilapidated buildings in Hillbrow, like this one, with its rat-infested passages and black moss dripping down wet walls. The businessman acknowledges he's motivated by profit, but he also wants his fellow Nigerians to live in better places and to cast off the bad reputation they have in South Africa.
The percentage of Nigerians that commit crime is a very little percentage. I'm not excusing, you know, our people who commit crime, though.
Many Nigerian women, babies on laps, sell goods on the streets of Hillbrow. Usuafor says most Nigerians living in South Africa are law-abiding people, just trying to survive.
These people, most of them are now here to stay, joining South Africans, the beautiful configuration of South Africans in the nature of whites, Indians, the Chinese, the Zulus, the Xhosas, and all of them, to make it happen in Africa.
Most of them, he says, see the upcoming soccer spectacular as an opportunity to forget their problems. Usuafor recalls the exciting day in 2004 when South Africa won the right to host the 2010 World Cup.
It was like, wow, dream come true. The World Cup is like the Holy Spirit. Any country it touches, their life will never be the same again.
He'll be hosting a number of important Nigerians during the tournament. Usuafor plans to encourage them to invest in South Africa.
Remember, the World Cup is not simply about soccer. It's about interaction. It's about networking. It's about creating the larger African story.
Judging from all the calls he's received from Lagos, he says many thousands of Nigerians are on their way to Africa's first World Cup.
Wow, I tell you true, Nigeria will be the largest African story in this African World Cup.
The Super Eagles play Argentina, South Korea and Greece in the group stage. Experts say Nigeria will be fighting for second place behind soccer superpower Argentina. But Usuafor isn't so sure.
We've defeated Argentina before, especially in the Olympic in Atlanta. I wouldn't think they would think that Argentina is suddenly a mountain.
On Saturday the 12th of June, Nigeria and Argentina clash at Ellis Park Stadium in central Johannesburg, near the Nigerian stronghold of Hillbrow.
We'll be there with our music. It's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's an Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle working God. Thank you very much.
On that day, Usuafor predicts Hillbrow will be a big party.
Beautiful music, wonderful exhibitions. I can't imagine the kind of masks I will see that day.
He jokes that the Argentine team won't only be up against earthly forces when it battles the Super Eagles.
I'm sure some of our culturally related people have slaughtered goats and chickens as a sacrifice to African gods to appear that day and make sure we defeat these Argentines.
But down here, on the turbulent streets of Hillbrow, the World Cup is about more than winning. African fans want to show the globe the love for humanity they possess. Usuafor says if billions of people see the good that exists in Africa during the competition, it will be a true turning point for the continent. And that will be far more valuable than the mere holding aloft of a solid gold trophy by African hands. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Hillbrow, Johannesburg.